Who's in it?
Eisner asks. You have to find a girl.
Do we get Hillary Duff?
No, you get a great new girl and create a franchise, Jacobson says.
Any girl can do this, Taylor adds. You can create a Kim Possible.
Next up is The Ghosts of Girlfriends Past, a remake of A Christmas Carol starring Ben Affleck as Scrooge. The twist is that the ghosts are his past, present, and future girlfriends. Eisner says he just read the script.
I like it, he says, but it's going to be tough to pull off for three reasons.
One, he, the main character, is hateable. A discussion ensues. Eisner mentions that he'd been planning to attend the much-hyped Wedding of the Century between Affleck and Jennifer Lopez until it was abruptly canceled. The whole affair hasn't exactly enhanced Affleck's appeal.
Two, Eisner continues, can you play Don Juan jokes for 2 hours?
Jacobson agrees the jokes are a problem. It's too ribald. It's going to be PG-13. This is supposed to be a romantic comedy.
You know, Eisner muses, sometimes A Christmas Carol is very boring. Going back to the ghosts stops the action. You want to know what happens next?
He pauses, then continues. I like the Ghost of Christmas Present. Could she be Queen Latifah? But Christmas Past, Christmas Future, they're very boring.
No one responds, so Eisner resumes.
Three,
it's one note. It's a clever idea.
It's very well written, Jacobson adds.
Is it too cliched?
He's so bad. There are no surprises once you know the gimmick.
That's what a romantic comedy is, Jacobson says.
It could be fun, Eisner allows, though he doesn't sound convinced.
This could be a revival for Ben.
Affleck's most recent film, Gigli, had been savaged by critics and was a box office flop.
Is he negotiating like he's had some failures? He asks.
Unfortunately, we got him before that, Jacobson says. The group moves through numerous projects, Dark Water, a thriller, Guardian, a Coast Guard story being considered by Ashton Kutcher, A Lot Like Love, a British script maybe for Orlando Bloom, Flight Plan, a Jodie Foster thriller about a mother whose baby disappears on a plane in mid-flight.
The script went to Johnny Depp yesterday, Jacobson says, but
would you be comfortable with Sean Penn? He's gettable.
What do we have for summer? Eisner asks, then answers his own question.
The Woods, the latest Shyamalan thriller, Princess Diaries 2, Mr. 3000.
Maybe The Lady Killers, Jacobson adds.
This does not stand up to this summer, Eisner says. Flight Plan might do it.
Or Ghosts of Girlfriends, Jacobson suggests.
We have to have something, Eisner says. Some more ideas are tossed out, including The Greatest Game Ever Played, about a golfer in the 1920s. Eisner looks dubious.
Do they play in those funny pants?
Who cares about golf in the 1920s? Jacobson agrees.
Golf is boring, but it's about character.
Of the whole list, it makes me nervous, Eisner says. He asks to read the script.
Eisner thanks everyone again for a fantastic summer, but adds,
now I'm nervous. I don't want to go from $700 million